World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
2,146. That's what the guys back at the studio told me. Show number 2,146. I don't even know if I've brushed my teeth that many times. Well, yeah, I probably have. I was saying to Michelle, like, as I was coming down the multi-million-dollar escalator over there, this is, I don't know about you, this changed my life. And you know what? You know why it's changed my life? Because every day, when I get up and I try to prepare a show, I can't throw a piece of red meat on the table. Before I throw that piece of red meat on the table, I do a little bit of research. Because I don't want to have my pants pulled down in the middle of the show. So I do a lot of background research, believe it or not, before I just bring a topic. You know, we get into the topic of the Jews and Zionism and all that. I'm not shooting from the hip. I've done a lot of research on it. And you know what it's really done is it's really deepened my faith, really deepened my, I'm talking about my own personal faith now. And I found a lot of things that aren't true, that they taught me, and it is not the truth. And then there's a lot of things that are true that I didn't get. And so the dilemma I have every day, 2,100 and whatever the show I just said, the dilemma I have every day is how do I come in here and gently bring up a topic that you may not agree with. And at the end of the day, for us to remain friends, not fight and beat each other's throat because I don't agree with this and you don't agree with that. And you learned this in your Presbyterian church and she learned that in her Baptist church and they don't agree, right? So the scripture says that we're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. So I try to be nothing more than I'm a fire starter, certainly. But after I start the fire, I got to turn into fireman. I got to tamp down the wildfires that are going on to the flame up. And then to know even sometimes that it extends beyond this live show into the after show. It goes on sometimes hours of after show stuff. And good or bad, I am so proud of the fact that a lot of you are thinking clearly more deeply than you ever did before about religious issues. I think that's the heart of what I'm trying to do here. I'm telling you, I never, ever said I knew it all. Never, ever said I was right. Never. But I'm not afraid to challenge the mainstream agenda because the devil's always in the details. So appreciate you all being here this morning. I want to talk about a couple things real quick. Pull up the first thing that says Texas. I'm going to be in Texas next weekend. Next weekend, I'm going to be in Texas for the event down. I'm really honored to be part of it. This Patriot Preparedness Symposium, May 10th and 11th. I got this one all screwed up. This one is coming up this weekend here in Croton, Ohio. If you're in the Central Ohio area, man, you ought to come to this, man. Look at this lineup. Sherry Tenpenny and Vandersteel and Brian Artis and Jaco and Tom Renz and SG Anon, Mel K. I mean, this is... Folks, this rocks, and it's right here locally, just east of Columbus, and so we're going to be there, and that's why I did the show with the Patriot Street Fighter the other day to try to promote this a little bit, and we're going to be there. My wife and I, we're looking forward to it. Some of you folks, spread it to your friends. They really want to know what's going on. They really want to know what's going on. Instead of arguing with us, say, come on, man, come on. You come with me, and you listen to these speakers, and then when it's done, then then you can go. Believe or not believe what you want to. And I want to thank all of you who kind of pushed Scott, the Patriot Street Fighter, to allow me to be part of this. And I had him on the show the other day. And we had a great give and take back and forth. And we didn't really know each other. And he didn't know what I was all about. And so, I We're going to be part of this event, and I'm excited to be there and encourage the rest of you as well. And then pull up the other one, which says His Glory. Now I see I got them backwards. Now I see what I did. And then I'm going to be in Texas. This would be the following weekend in Texas. And this is a huge event, too. It's put on by Dave Scarlett. And this really kind of centers around Time to Save America, the kind of the a new movie that's out. And if you go down and look who those speakers are, this is another home run thing. Is it, do you have that there, Spencer? Are the names there? Yeah, probably. Some of them you know, some of them you won't know. It doesn't matter. Look, it's going to be Sarah Palin, huh? Julie Green, what? Bo Pony? These people are going to be there in person. So if you're in the Texas area, this is something that would be really good for you to be part of. It's really just kind of a one-day event. And I'm going to drive out because I don't know if I'm ever going to get on an airplane again. I've had about enough of it, airplanes. So I'm going to drive out there. And then don't forget, I just mentioned yesterday, even though we don't really have it up on the website yet, it's Gary and I will get together and get it done. Sky High event, first day of spring. That's June 21, 22, and 23. And Flip Benham's going to speak to us. If you haven't ever heard Flip, dudes, let me tell you something. He'll take you into the Bible in a way that you've never seen it. I promise you that. Sheila Holmes going to speak to us. And you all know the information Sheila's going to bring to the table. And attorney Tom Renz is going to come and talk to us about what's going on with lawfare and all that kind of stuff. That's June 21, 22, and 23. We don't even have it up on the website, but I'm telling you, mark it on your calendar. You're going to want to be here. All right. Cool. All right. So I want to reflect on our meeting yesterday with Tom Condit. First of all, I really want to thank Tom for coming down there because he's kind of taking a risk. Folks, when you begin to push back against the establishment, especially the legal establishment, Tom's reached the point where he doesn't care if he loses his license. He doesn't care. By the way, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny yesterday got her medical license restored, kind of underneath the radar. You guys remember a year ago, whatever it was, when we went for the rally with her to stand up and they took her medical license? Well, they quietly gave her medical license back. And why did they give her medical license back? Well, the truth is she was right, wasn't she? She was right about all of it. Every bit of it, she was right. So now the more that this thing continues to evolve, folks, the more we're going to find out we're right. We have been right. We've been right. And we shouldn't be ashamed of it. We've been right. And thank God for Dr. Sherry yesterday that she got it back. Anyway, the point I was making about the legal system is so freaking screwed up. Hey, Spencer, Mel, come in while I have Spencer looking for this. Spencer, look up natural law. Natural law. See what you can find on natural law. Come on in, Mel, real quickly. I'm going somewhere.
All right. Thanks, Coach. And first of all, I just want to say that this fellowship has changed my life, too. So thanks, everyone. I was going to have Spencer go to the events page on the Liberty Action Network. I know you have him going to another place. But I just wanted to bring up.
He's ambidextrous.
He is a professional, that Spencer. He's on the ball. All right. So this Thursday, we have Tim Tubra's Romans Gateway to Wisdom. And then on Sunday the 12th, this Sunday, starts Natural Family Month. So I want everybody to, you know, keep distributing your signs, you know, posting it on social media. It's really important. The next thing I want to mention is that Ohio Rhett reached out, and he's having a community day in Uniontown, Pennsylvania on the 14th. So just be aware of that. And then, Spencer, if you go down a little bit further, I've got some of Coach's events there. The Stop Election Fraud with Dr. Frank on June 8th. And then also I've marked his national, it might be the next page. But anyway, we have his event posted for the national gathering, and also Ray's event up in Wisconsin. So, and you know, in the meantime, while Coach is getting his, you can always go to the Liberty Action Network. And sometimes we have, you know, some placeholders there if you're looking for some information. So have a great day, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Tim Tuber said no Romans. I just saw him put that in there. So what we got a lot going on, folks, and a lot of it's not going on at Coach Dave Live, but it's as a result of Coach Dave Live. So we want to try to get if you got something you want to do, we want to try to get it on the natural family. I'm sorry, golly, my brain. we're trying to get it on Mel's website, which is the help me out, Mel.
Liberty Action Network.
Thank you. Golly, my brain went dead. LibertyActionNetwork.com. Okay, so look. I called Tom Condit yesterday, been his ear quite a bit. And he's a good man. Tom's a good man. And I want to say this again about Tom Condit. And all the time, if I pick up the phone and call Tom Condit, need some whatever. It's usually, you know, big fights, people getting arrested, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I call Roger Weaver too, but I, you know, Tom's a heavy hitter. And never, all the time, I ever called Tom Condit. He said, okay, well, Coach Dave, can you come up with $5,000? Can you come up with, never, ever, ever the first time. And he's fought many, many cases where he's won some money. And see, you know how lawyers work, right? When they win, you win $80,000, he gets a third of it, right? He's got all his time and effort invested in it. So I just really, really respect Tom. And so I called him yesterday on the way home. And I said, he's only one guy, right? He's only one guy. But I want to ask all of us here today, at what point are we going to go on the offensive? Why is it we always sit back and we always have to defend ourselves against a new law passed by somebody somewhere or some court case that comes down? Why is it, do we know how to, you guys know how to swing a bat? Do you know how to throw a football? You know how to take a shot? Do we know how to do any of that in Christianity? Or are we just catchers? Are we just backstops? Are we just end zones of people run in and score and spike the football on us? And that's where my greatest frustration is. So I called Tom yesterday when I was coming home. I said, Tom, dude, when are we going on offense? When are we going to go on offense? And he said, what do you mean, coach? And so I started spitting out some things, and I could spit out some things now. You mean to tell me, friends, that these laws that they've made can't play in our advantage? And I use the example of David and Goliath, because we all know the story of David and Goliath. And David goes out and slings a stone and hits Goliath in the head and knocks him down. But it didn't kill Goliath, folks. If you read the story of David and Goliath, the stone didn't kill Goliath. It knocked him down. It disheveled him. It confused him. And he's laying on the ground. And what did David do? Well, David ran up on top of him, took Goliath's own sword, and cut off his head. And after he did that, then Goliath was a dead man. What did David do? He picked up his head and he carried it in town to show everybody else that there is a God in Israel. That's what he did. Spiked the football, if you will, right? A public demonstration of this guy was lying to us and he's now dead. So I threw out to Tom and I said, Tom, this guy, look, dude, there have to be laws on the books, anti-discrimination laws, call them whatever you want to. We would have to, folks, you would admit this with me, wouldn't you? That all of the laws that we have in America today, anti-discrimination laws, equal protection laws, yada, 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 all of them apply to minorities. Would anybody agree with that? Most of them apply to minorities. Isn't that what all the homo laws are all about? Minorities, 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 anti-discrimination, yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. Well, folks, can the majority be discriminated against? What do you think, Clay? Can the majority be discriminated against? Absolutely, we can. We can be discriminated against. So I ask this question, why the hell, pardon me, aren't we suing for discrimination against us? Why? Somebody help me here. I asked Tom Condit yesterday, hey, Tom, I think I'd like to bring a lawsuit against my local school district. And, of course, he goes into legal talk. He says, well, coach, you have standing, yada, 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 yada. I'm sure that stuff's all important. He says, what would you like to do? I would say, well, Tom, here's what I would like to do. The public schools are so perverse and so wicked that me and my family cannot, with a good conscience, put our children into that school. So that service, that public school, is there for the public to use. They teach things that violate my conscience, my deeply held religious beliefs. And I want my money back.
because they are discriminating against me, even though I might be the majority. Is anybody riding horse with me today? Anybody understand exactly what I'm saying? We are, the majority is being discriminated everywhere you look. In fact, who was it? I got an email from somebody. I got it up here. I can't find it. Somebody went and asked their local officials, pardon me if I forget who it is, so much information in my head, about the Natural Family Month. And they said, no, it's discriminatory. It's discriminatory. Why is it discriminatory? Because it represents the majority, right? What? What are you talking about? This is what we're dealing with. So if we're going to begin to advance the ball, we need to go on the offensive with Goliath's own sword. What's the sword? The legal system. Why are we not suing the library for teaching perversion to our children? It's against my deeply held religious beliefs. And tell me I'm a minority. Okay, not everybody agrees with you, Coach Dave. I know they don't. That's why we have laws protecting the minority. I don't want that SHIT talk to my children or anybody else's children with my tax dollars. Does anybody think I'm missing the boat somewhere? Anybody think, huh? Can the churches stand up and sue for discrimination, majority discrimination? And until we get beyond this mindset that only the minority can be discriminated against.
Sorry.
So here's where we got in the mess, and I just had him pull this up. See, we were talking yesterday about maritime law and common law and all this different stuff. Well, they are all, what's the word I'm looking for? They are all cutoffs, or they're all, what's the word I'm looking for? Versions, they are all, oh, my brain. They've taken away the real law, folks. Natural law. They've taken away natural law, and they've given us maritime law, which, by the way, is one of the things Gene was talking about yesterday. Some others were talking about. I get it. So the question is, hey, are you looking at me? No. Here's the question. Do we expect the government to give us justice? Well, hell no. Why don't we demand justice? Why don't we demand justice? Why don't we sue city councils for not giving us natural family? Let's sue them for not letting us celebrate natural family. Oh, you'll celebrate gay month? Well, we're going to sue you for discrimination. Anybody think I'm wrong here?
Amen.
Because the only thing they will understand is when they get it. Okay, so let me take you back someplace. Back in 1997, when I got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union, I want you to know this. The ACLU picked me and London, Ohio on purpose. You might know why? I've told this before. In the 1960 election, Madison County, Ohio was the most conservative county in America. They got the greater percentage of votes in 1960 election in Madison County went to Richard Nixon than any county in America. It was Republican Central in America. You understand that? And what did the ACLU see? Well, they saw the opportunity to come in and pull the pants down on that baby. They came in, they sued us. And when they sued us in London, Ohio, of course, we weren't ready to fight back. We sucked our thumb and didn't fight back the way we should have. The message went out to every other school district in America. You better stop praying. You're next. See, they didn't do it in Columbus. They didn't do it in Cleveland. They didn't do it in Cincinnati. They picked a little small town, Madison County, out in the middle of nowhere, and the ACLU attacked. The ACLU, the bully, attacked little conservative Madison. Are you with me? Right? So I'm sitting around thinking right now, that's lawfare, baby. Lawfare. Warfare. Lawfare. Everything that the left has done to us, they have done through the injustice system. Anybody want to disagree with that?
The courts rule. There is no natural law anymore. There's all this maritime law, all this other stuff. We have gotten away from natural law. Let me pull. I haven't looked at this website. Click on that. What is natural law? Man's law. Pull those two things up there real quick. Because this is what we're, see, we are Christians and we want to live under natural law, but we don't get it. We don't get it. So we let them live under man-made law. Okay, so natural law is based upon principles of truth. Well, that'd be unique, huh? Man's law is based upon dogmatic beliefs, huh? Theological positions. Natural law is harmonized with due to knowledge and understanding. Natural law takes the natural things around us, a man and a woman, children, family. The natural law has that at the center of all law. But man's law is complied with due to fear of punishment, called lawfare. Oh, you show up in Washington, D.C., you're going to jail. That's man's law, you understand? We don't have natural law. We don't have natural law in America. Our schools won't teach my beliefs to our children. Our school will teach Luciferian beliefs to their children. Why? Because it's man's law. So the natural law is universal. It exists and applies anywhere in the universe, regardless of location. Man, woman, child, anywhere in the world that you go to, that's natural law. Huh? You stop breathing, you die. That's natural law. Your heart stops beating, you die. Right? You got it? Huh? Yeah. Okay. Well, man's law differs with location based upon the whim of the legislators, which is called moral relativism. So you can give me a thumbs up, say, Coach, I never had this explained to me. Been in church my whole life. Nobody ever explained it to me, Coach. And the natural law is eternal, immutable, exists and applies for as long as the universe exists and cannot be changed. The laws of nature and of nature's God, it tells us in the Declaration of Independence, right? Well, man's law changes with time based upon the whim of the legislators. Vinny, boom that one, will you, Vinny? Will you give me a boom? And see, we don't understand that those of us who are believers in Christ, we want natural law.
Amen.
And they're giving us man's law, which is constantly changing. Okay, so since we live in this world where we have to deal with man's law, then damn it, let's get involved and start suing in man's law system. That's the only way we'll break the back of that beast. When local libraries, somewhere, JR out there, somewhere out there, some city council out there, refusing to have natural family month, refusing to do it. A lawsuit for $30 million would change America. Why don't we fight like that? So the minority, because of discrimination, minority can have their own homo month, but the majority can't have their natural family month? Says who? And how do you change it? Hold your ears. I was going to say ass, but I'm not going to. Sue them. Sue them. Hang on. Because I'm going to tell you something. When I got sued in London, Ohio, by the American Civil Liberties Union, do you think a memo went out other school districts across Ohio about prayer before football games? Do you think other schools were scared back into the shadows of any prayer that might be going on in their school? The chilling effect of maybe we'll get sued. Instead, what do? We go to the legislatures and we beg, oh, please, mister, oh, please, can we have a prayer for a school, please? Oh, please, can we have another pot of porridge, please? Oh, right? Rather than understanding that the power exists in the people and in God's natural law. And if they're not going to let us fight on natural law, then let's go take over man's law. Somebody give me a boom. Because I know this has been in my heart for 10 years.
Boom.
And nobody will do it. We go to the legislature. How stupid are we? Hey, friends, I'm going to tell you something. America didn't get changed through the legislature. America got changed through the courts. And if that's Goliath's sword, then by golly, we need to use his own sword against it. Now, I'm going to show you. I got so much stuff here I got to show you. I got to show you this, though, okay? Pull up number four. Let me give you a great example. I don't know if you guys know Randall Terry. I know Randall Terry, and Randall Terry was Operation Rescue years and years ago. And be honest with you, he's gone off the, in my opinion, he's gone off the reservation on a couple of issues, but we all do. So God bless Randall Terry. Well, Randall Terry, look, now watch this. Randall Terry is running for president, on some party, but he's not running to win. He's running because once he enters into the federal election, he can show whatever commercials he wants. See, if I wanted to go out and I wanted to run a commercial on abortion on Channel 10 in Columbus, our big Stevie station, Channel 10, say, oh, we're not going to do that. That's offensive. We can't do that. Well, the courts have already ruled if it's part of a campaign advertisement, they cannot censor it. So it's going to take about 4 minutes, okay? This is Randall Terry running on, I don't even know what party left behind. Watch these messages. Imagine these folks. Imagine millions and millions of dollars being sent to Randall Terry, who doesn't care if he wins, running these commercials on your local TV. Do the first one up there. Just click on these. There are four different one-minute commercials. Go ahead.
I am so sick of stupid celebrities. They embarrass themselves. Hey, morons, this is a human being. Human being, human beings. And these are dead human beings, murdered by abortion. Why don't you fools shut up and follow the science? For those who still have brains, let's send Biden the baby killer packing. I'm Randall Terry, and I approve
this.
Good, go
to the next one. Go, these are 30-second commercials. Folks, do you understand that everybody sitting in America would have to see that? Oh, then they'd gripe and moan and complain about, oh, I don't want my kids seeing that. I don't want, we don't want our children seeing that. Meanwhile, they're cutting off the ding-dong of your kids in school and censoring what you're able to play. Here's another one.
Once upon a time, Democrats were the party of the little guy. Now they kill the little guy. Democrats promote murdering babies by abortion, mutilating children's genitals to change their sex, corrupting their innocence with Planned Parenthood's perversion. Democrat policy toward children is violent, abusive, satanic. Christians should not support Satan's agenda or cast a vote for his servants. I'm Randall Terry, and I approve this message.
Play the next one. Play the next one. Folks, this is offensive warfare. This is offensive.
Joe Biden is sick. He believes that children can mutilate their genitals to change their sex. That's really sick. And he thinks that it should be legal to murder babies from conception till birth. He's inviting the wrath of God on our country. And if we vote for him, we share in the guilt of his crimes against children. And we're paving the way for God's judgment. We must repent and stop voting for enemies of children like Biden. I'm Randall Terry, and I approve this message.
Is there another one? Folks, this is effective, right? How about the lady crying? What's she doing? Or coronavirus? Play them all.
A slaughter is happening in the black community. The systematic murder of black babies. Democrats and the Congressional Black Caucus are pushing death by abortion on black women and their babies. Our so-called leaders have sold us out. They have blood on their hands. Blood from the murder of black babies. We must repent of voting for those who promote murder.
I'm Randall Terry, and I approve
Somebody
this
say
message.
Boom! Play the next one.
Boom!
Boom!
Hey, hang on. Can anybody imagine the Republicans running one of these things? Go ahead.
Drought, fear, plagues, violent economic downturns, violent storms, violence in our streets. The judgment of God is here. We're reaping what we've sown. The blood of millions of babies cries for vengeance, and God hears their blood. We must repent as a nation to avoid the wrath of God for killing his children. That means we must stop voting for Democrats that murder babies by abortion. I'm Randall Terry, and I approve this message.
One more. There's one more, I think. This is good, isn't it? Huh?
America acts like the world's policeman while our cities are plagued with violent crime. The U.S. pours billions of dollars into Ukraine while illegal immigrants pour over our border. Government spending is saddling our children with the debt they'll carry the rest of their lives. Inflation, regulation are a financial cancer. Public school children are told that white people are racist, that America is a fountain of oppression, and that they can mutilate their genitals for a sex change, which is a lie. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood traffics in human remains, and the blood of millions of babies cries from the ground for vengeance. We are in crisis. And if we're going to survive this onslaught against liberty and justice and restore our nation, we must reject the status quo and return to Judeo-Christian ethics and limited constitutional government. And we must protect our children from liars, perverts, madmen, and baby killers. I'm Randall Terry, and I approve this message.
Boom! That's called offense, folks. That's called offense.
Hey Coach. Coach, yeah. You know how I've said for decades they will not allow images of aborted children on television because, hey, out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
It, believe it. This is a brilliant way to backdoor it and force them to have to do it.
And the courts have already ruled that they cannot be censored. You understand that, friends? Courts have already ruled that they cannot be censored. Roger, come on in.
Oh, I know. Good videos. I was just going to say in relation to offensive, I think the lawsuit that you would have is if a person were to go to the school board or the superintendent or the principal. I bet most schools have Muslim week, Muslim day, something along those lines.
That's right. That's right.
Once you firm up that they have that and they have that display and they have that, then you go in and you say, I want Christian month. They turn you down.
Boom.
There is your lawsuit. Now, I would have no trouble assisting anybody in the queue. Tom would not with that type of lawsuit. Now, here's the downside. The cost to file that suit and to push it forward, depositions, you know, all that stuff, whether we like the law system or we want to start a new one, that's what we're in now. And the people have to be prepared for those types of costs. Even if the lawyer works pro se, there are still costs that I think the lawyer should not have to bear.
Amen.
But right there, you know, when that is the easiest action step. Principal, do you have a Muslim week or a Muslim month or a gay month or whatever month? Oh, you do. Well, I want to have a pro-family month. I want to have a Christian month. They will turn you down. There's mm-hmm. your lawsuit. It's not real complicated.
Hey, Roger, and the point is, once that school system is sued, all the other school systems now say, oh my goodness, oh no, what are we going to do here, right?
But you don't have to look too far to have the issue. That is it. And I think, you know, Jim up in his natural family stuff up in the school boards, that's how he takes it to the city councils and to the village councils, you know, and they are slow to respond. And I can't speak for Jim completely, but that's the issue. If you do it for this group, well, I want you to do it for us Bible-believing Christians. And they usually will say no. And that's where you have a situation that could go into the court system.
My guess is, Roger, it won't have to. It won't have to.
But in many ways, you want to.
Yes.
You want that court verdict that says it's opened up. But I agree with you. Ultimately, they'll either decide to limit everybody, and that's what they normally do. Well, we're just not going to do it for anybody. So we're not going to have dog and cat month. We're having nothing.
Right.
that's usually where they back down, is they just cancel for everybody, hoping you go away, so on and so forth. So
we ain't going away. We ain't going away. And it's, folks, it's the threat of the lawsuit that will spread. We got to go on. We got to be smarter than this. Clay, come on in.
Well, the GOP's probably the ones that's got the funds to
they ain't gonna to do
put
it.
Up a legal offense. And everything I'm getting in my inbox is to support Donald Trump's legal defense, not legal offense.
Right.
You know, but that was a breath of fresh air looking at that. Can you imagine what it would be like if the news, the mainstream news, showed truth like that every day? It'd change the world.
Well, they're not going to. Would abortion go down if kids were raised seeing that kind of stuff? Would it? Let me show you another one. Hang on, I'm going to get you in here. I want you guys to see this. Pull up, excuse me, coughing in your ear. Didn't mean to do that. Which one is? Oh, yeah, Nancy Pelosi. Pull that one up for me. Down there at the bottom. Folks, these liars. I get so sick of these liars. So sick of them. Do you have it there, Spence? I don't know if I gave you. Yeah, you have to have it. Well, you got that picture of her there. Click on that thing. Down at the very bottom, picture of Nancy Lopez. Defund cops. It's number seven. I'm sorry. Number seven. Okay, friends. Now watch these lying. Watch these lying Democrats say they were not for defund the police after they did everything they could to defund the police. Now watch these folks. They get away with it. Go ahead.
So we've been talking about defunding the police.
There's some issues that we ask police to do, like mental health issues or policing in schools and all the rest, that perhaps we can shuffle some of that money around.
Suck it up. Defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police.
Mayor Eric Garcetti saying, take some of the money from policing, about $150 million.
I applaud Eric Garcetti for doing what he's done.
Not only do we need to disinvest for in police, but we need to completely dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department.
So yes, defund your butts. Defund you.
Yes, I support the reallocation of resources from NYPD.
We will be moving funding from the NYPD to youth initiatives.
Okay, you can get it off, sir. They're friggin' liars. These folks are friggin' liars. They're communists. And we, folks, they got us playing ping pong where they're always serving. They're always serving, and we're doing our best we can to try to hit the ball back at them. Jeff Nell, come on in, then Tim Tubler. Come on, Jeff.
I don't know what to say about that.
What's that? Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, being too many school board meetings and stuff, found out that the school board members have a type of insurance. And by legality, you can take over that insurance legally. And it takes away their ability. So
that's a different issue. I'm with you. I'm with it. The bond. I get that. That's a different issue. But okay. It's the same thing, right? It's an offensive play. That's what we got to do. Amen. Tim, come on. And then Claudine.
So when I went through my lawsuit against my denomination all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, I got tons of people saying, you're not supposed to sue. You're not supposed to sue. The Bible says it. And I said, well, read the whole verse. It says, isn't there anybody smart enough among you? That's our problem. There's not enough smart people out there.
No, there aren't. No strategy, right? By the way, Tim, it says you shouldn't sue your brother. You don't take your Christian brother to court. That's what it says. It doesn't say you don't sue. How stupid are we to let the devil have all the weapons? And we Christians, we're not allowed to have, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And mighty through God to the pulling down the strongholds. Yeah, they are mighty through God. Let's pull some damn strongholds down. Right here. Claudine.
Good morning, Coach. Yeah, so I totally agree to be on the offensive. So last night, I presented Natural Family Month to our town board to ask for permission to have a small assembly. They consider that an event. And then to have signs along the town road, which is not really a town road, it's a state road. So I technically could do that. But I'm able to get permission and support from the town to present this. And interesting enough, an older couple that I've never seen at these meetings came and basically were offended that this Natural Family Month even exists, and they that's discriminatory and so on and so forth. So, and that's fine. You know, I said, you know, we tolerate all kinds of months. So yes, this is just something to uplift our biological families. And I don't see anything wrong with it. So it ended up getting turned down, which is actually better, because you see, this town doesn't have any pride parades or pride flags allowed. So far, they haven't done it. But because the board said we can't support any, you know, we have to just, we don't support any other flag raising, which is actually unconstitutional now, and anything else, they've put themselves behind the cart now.
They sure did.
Because after thinking about it, I'm like, great. Because I went on where my local Facebook page, and who's the one that's leading the charge is the gay guy who's married, who's on the school board and is married to the school athletic director. And he chimes in about me and how dare I, we're bringing us back to the 1950s.
Yeah,
and all the same rats came into the chat. Oh yeah, she doesn't want free lunches for our kids. She doesn't, because these are things that we tried to vote down at the state level. Right. But you know what really came down to it is, even if these people try to do anything else in this town, I've got it on record that we're not going to support any of them.
Amen. 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 Hey folks, you understand non-discrimination means this. If they do it for this group, they can't say they're not going to do it for your group. Those are non-discrimination laws. And we're letting them shove everything out the door Christian and bring in every perverted thing. Because why? We have to take care of the minorities, right? And we think that discrimination only occurs with minorities. I want to sue Major League Baseball, the NFL. I was watching the Cleveland Cavaliers the other day. I haven't watched them in years. And those basketball players are all, they're in the one I'm under 6'3". How do I have any chance ever to make the NBA? How do I have it? Let's say, well, it's merit-based. Oh, no. No, you can't have merit-based. No. This has got to be a fair, equal opportunity for everybody. Right, folks? Right? This is ultimately where it leads. Well, why don't we pick up the sword and fight with it? Pick up Goliath's sword and fight with it. Jack, come on in, then Roger.
Yeah, Coach, the tack that I'm taking on this is the zero tolerance attitude, zero tolerance policy in the schools. So the zero tolerance, the bully flag, is forcing adults to lie to children and tell children to lie. So if you're going to use the bully flag, you're going to put up my flag, period.
So, Jack, I did some research this morning on a show for all of you out there. Roger, get right with you. Hang on a second. Contributing to the delinquency of a minor. That's still on the books.
Yes.
And if they're giving contraceptives to my children, without my knowledge, folks, that violates my deeply held religious beliefs. They're contributing to the delinquency of my child. How are we letting them get away with this? I wanted to swear again. How are we letting them get away with this, friends? Why? Well, we just have them. You know what they would do, Roger? They do what they call judge shop. They would find a good conservative judge somewhere and bring it in front of him, and he would issue a stay or whatever. That's the way this game's played. Judge shopping. They file these lawsuits in where they have a packed court. They know they're going to win. I wish Tom Condon could get back on there, because he could talk more about how that whole process works. Republican judges and Democrat judges. Not if you have natural law. That doesn't work, does it? We have to return to that. Roger.
Well, where do you put your money? Okay. Some of us believe that the whole judicial system should be torn down and thrown out, and we start over. You're discussing today, participating, but through the lawsuits, taking offense, moving forward. So it's kind of, what direction do we go? I, for one, don't know how efficient it is to tear it down and try to start over. I don't see that happening. I do see being more on the offensive, but here's the problem we've had, be it on this queue or any other program that I might be listening to, is it seems like the Christian community outside of the J Seculos and some of the other larger organizations just don't have the money. They just don't have the resources.
Sure they do.
And well, but or they don't want to spend it. You know?
There you go. Yeah.
That may be the case. Maybe they have it, but they don't want to spend it.
Well, they want to give it to the church tithe so they can continue to get blessed financially. Go ahead.
Well, but even the data there, Dave, shows that most the churches are getting, 2-3% of whatever they're getting. It's a small percentage of it's just something about us Christians, including Roger Weaver, we like to hold on to our money, I guess.
Yeah, we do.
Because, public announcement, give Roger Weaver office a call. My staff, including your son, would have the wherewithals to do some things, especially something as easy as you do Muslim week, I want to do Christian week. I think my golden retriever could handle that one.
Hey, Roger, so lawsuits against the school, they have to spend money, don't they, Roger?
Well, the problem, again, I'm not trying to be negative about it, yes, but it's usually their insurance company that pops in. And I think people have to understand, I think of Tom Renz up there who won't hear out at your place. I don't know Tom real well, but I get the impression he's a one-man operation. He's got a lot of things in his office, looks good and all that. And he takes on a pharmaceutical. I don't think people understand what he is up against.
That's right.
It is overwhelming. And he's probably fortunate. He has an army pension or whatever he serves. So he's got a little money coming in on the side, taking care of some bills and so forth. Maybe his wife works, maybe she doesn't. But the cost to defend or to go on the offensive on these things is overwhelming. And I think of your case, I think you're right. We didn't have the fire, but I was young and others were young that were working with you. And, you're trying to feed a family and pay bill, all the excuses that are out there. But the cost to do this stuff, I think for whatever reason, the Christian community oftentimes either doesn't have the money or for whatever reason, it's not the area they want to spend their money.
It's not a priority, Roger, because they don't understand how their culture is being destroyed. And that's where it's being destroyed.
Yep.
Amen. I'm with you. I'm with you, man. Oh, if I knew now if I knew then what I know now. Ohio Brett, come on in.
Hey, what a great locker room again, Coach.
Yep.
And it all comes back to the man in the mirror. Can't wait to see you this weekend. But you brought up so many great points. Let's do what they did to you, little Madison County. So all these resources, we don't have to give 100 attorneys. Let's all get organized. Let's find that one county, that one town, and let's go after that. I think Roger had a great idea. How simple is that? So let's behind the scenes in the locker room, we can organize that. So let's do that. And then the other thing that was so brilliant with that guy that has those 30-second commercials running for president, are you allowed, if you're listening to this right now, are you allowed to take one of those commercials and make sure that my family wants my pastor to play this on Sundays?
Oh, yeah.
That's a play you can run. That's a play that's cheap.
Hey, how about this, Brett? How about taking one of those videos and posting it on your Facebook page?
Everywhere. That's a great.
Facebook will censor it, won't they?
Yeah, but your pastor, Coach, you go there every week. If you do go to a physical church out there, Coach is doing a great job where the church left off. This locker room under Coach's leadership is doing great things. I'm challenging all of you, including me, pastors that I know, send them those 30-second commercials and say, we want this played on Sunday, not Wednesday night service, not a service on Tuesday, Sunday in the pulpit.
That's right. That ain't political, baby. That ain't political. They may call it that, but it ain't political. That's moral. And moral issues are the responsibility of the church. Good call. Craig, come on in, and then Teresa.
Well, Coach, do you think when they came after you, they were coming after you personally?
No.
Probably not. What were you trying to do? pray.
Shut it into the gospel.
Well, not just that, but pray, right? Yeah. So the thing is a good offense is what? An air campaign and a ground campaign. So the fact is the united prayer of believers in one accord, walking in the will of God, is a threat. It's a threat because it does bring down the heavenly blessings from above, and it does give. So we need to really.
It takes both, Greg. It takes both. It takes the prayer and the boots on the ground. It takes both.
That's right. And we're not very good at connecting those dots, Coach. And that's why what the things that I do when I write a prayer of remembrance about Passover or council of parties when they come together, you know, we really need to pray against this, pandemic treaty that they're getting ready to sign here. May, hopefully. But the thing is, I'm just trying to point out, we need to make sure we connect those dots, right? And be in one accord with the Lord. And I think when you start to do that and when you start to expose them to what they're trying to do, they're trying to get you to stop communicating with God in a body of politics, if you will.
Yes.
Meeting together in one, right?
So here's my point, Craig. Look, folks, we only need one lawsuit in one town. We don't need 1,000 of them. We need one lawsuit in one town, and it sets precedent every place else. I'm going to tell you, when they sued me, and are you listening? We know now the Supreme Court said there's a right to pray before football games. Courts ruled that. But you know what they did with me when they drug me through all that hell and everything, praying with our team, and I better go, threaten me with lawsuits and being fired and all that kind of stuff. You know that at the end of the day, we reached an out-of-court settlement where they said to our school district, pay $16,000 in legal fees and everything will be okay. But folks, that was the conclusion. And 16,000, well, the school spent more than that because they would, you know, they were trying to defend me, half-heartedly defending me. But the reality of it is that $16,000, the scare that went to all the public schools in America because of what was going on in Madison County, why the ACLU, this, what an investment that was, man. Jeezy crap, we put $16,000 into this fight and scared all of Ohio. That's what they do. We're too freaking stupid to understand how the game's played. Randy. No, Teresa. I'm sorry, Teresa.
Can't we start an account that my mind just blanked out. I'm sorry. Can't we start an account for defending or bringing these lawsuits? So it's not one person spending the money, it's all of us.
Well, yes, but so we need, I'm not going to do, I can't do that, but yes, that's what we need. I've been saying that, not a Christian defense fund. How about a Christian offense fund? How about that? A Christian offense. Let's go on the offensive. Let's watch them raise money to defend themselves. Let's watch the school board get back after they've been sued, get in there with their insurance companies, and the insurance companies look at ways to settle because all the insurance company cares about is money, and so they'll settle the drop of a hat because they don't care right, wrong, good, bad, evil. They don't care. They just don't want to have to spend a whole lot of money, and we don't understand how the game's played. Randy.
Yeah, I like what Craig said. He said the church isn't very good at connecting prayer and the boots on the ground. Well, let me say it better, Craig. The church has never connected those until just now in my whole lifetime. It's just happened. They finally connecting, and I'm saying I'm part of the church, so I connected it, Coach. I think you have, but it is, the connection's been made. So I think we're on the right track, Coach. Now all we do is get a game plan. So
that's right.
It's all going to change.
If we go on the offensive, see, Roger just said a letter to all the athletic directors saying whatever. How about a letter to all the school systems saying, hey, listen, if you discriminate one more time against Christians, we want you to know that there's going to be a price for you to pay. How about a letter saying that, right? But now when they go, see, here's what I've always said. When big companies, school boards, whatever, when they get in a room, one of the first questions they ask themselves is, you ready? Who's going to sue us? Who's going to sue us? And they always know, well, it ain't going to be those Christians. it ain't going to be them. The ACLU, oh, yeah. The homos, oh, yeah, they'll sue. And the pedophiles, oh, yeah, they'll sue. Christians aren't going to sue. They're not going to sue. They're Christians. They're nice people. They love being walked all over. They think it glorifies Christ to be walked all over. Telling you the truth. Joe Allen, come on in.
Of every great organizations that we have, is infrastructure. They put in infrastructure to coordinate what we're trying to do. And I appeal to the masses of our group. I would love to start a building fund so we can have a building, so we can do our infrastructure.
I'm with you on that, but Joe, we ain't going to be allowed to have a building soon if we don't stand up and fight back. That's what
time is short. Time is short.
Amen. Time is short. Clay.
Well, here's a big problem with finding people to donate to that legal offense fund is if they're going to want to do it under the radar, Coach, because they got people yep. in their friend circle and their family circle that if they find out they're going to fund this lawsuit, it's going to offend them because
yep.
they got friends and family that's on the other side.
Yeah, that's right. That's
they
right.
don't have the balls or whatever to stand
no,
up.
No, Christians love everybody, Clay. Christians love everybody. So they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Meanwhile, they're cutting off the dick of your neighbor's kid, right? We don't want to offend anybody. Pardon my crass talk. It's meal talk. Dale.
Yeah, 2 points there, Coach. One of the things I think, let's find a school that we see, like what Roger's saying, it does cost money to file these processes. If we have these things in place and we go to Roger, hey, Roger, look, we've done this, we've sent notice, we're ready to move forward and fund that one attack, right?
Yes,
it, one go. Little stone. Coach, I'm all in on that, right? Instead of yeah. having a fund that sits somewhere that somebody draws from and nothing's happening. Nothing against attorneys, but that's what we feel. I'm all for that. Another thing about sending those letters, this should be free of charge except for the cost of a stamp. Instead of you personally sending that letter, attorneys' offices sending those letters to those school board people, let me tell you what, that carries weight right there.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
Every and it's free. It doesn't cost anything, Coach, except that's for right. a stamp and envelope.
You send them a letter and say, we want you to aware that we've become aware of anti-Christian discrimination in public schools. And we want you to know that our antenna is up and that the First Amendment of the Constitution guarantees the right of Christians to practice their faith as well. And we want you to know we have our eye on you. Huh? Boom. That's a start, baby. Trent.
Yeah, I agree with time is short, but time is the Lord's, the King of Kings. We serve the Creator. So the time is today.
Amen. Hey, Trent, I'm tired of my tax dollars supporting the works of the devil. Come on in, Kevin.
Well, essentially what you and Dale were just talking about is actually Saul Alinsky's rule number 9. Yep. Rule for radicals that yep. the threat is normally more terrifying than the thing itself.
That's right.
So that's
use yeah, their own weapon. Alinsky said use their own weapons against them. That's the legal system. What's wrong with us? We always defend, we never sue. Claudine.
Yeah, so I was in the ladies' room at the state house and you know, brushing my hair, putting on my lipstick. And lo and behold, the nice one of several, probably a dozen or so transgenders comes to the sink. And, you know, it's law here. So I have to just accept that. And that's okay, right?
Yeah. No, we don't.
Yeah. Don't worry. I gave a stink face and walked out.
Amen. Appreciate what you're doing out there, Claudine. I know that you're raising a standard. Hey, let's run some plays. Let's go on offense here, baby. Good for the goose, good for the gander. See you tomorrow.